really only a fantasy. So he and him, with his friend, thought themselves very well off. If he got a job with civil service, with short working hours. The working hours were from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. without a break. And in theory, he's free after that usually right. In fact, because somebody had to stay longer. If not, he would go home, go for a walk, and lie on the couch and try to kick off the effects of the day. And as he lived with his family until the age of 30, he tended to do his writing late at night. He and his friends had an example of another flag writer, Frank Murphy, who, after proving himself totally useless in family business, then took a job as a publishing reader in a well-known firm in Leipzig. So that was something very, very unusual, and Kafka and his friends realized that it was extremely unlikely to emulate it. So the day job was essential.